T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I got to be better. You know, I got to clean up the interception.
I got to be smart in that. We know what we got to clean up, and we will.
We just got to be smarter, play cleaner. I got to be better as well. And
obviously, I got to be smart. Like you said, obviously, the mistakes and, you know, little things can add up.
We got to execute better and finish the game better and fix the little things, and we'll get this thing going.
We got to be better. Plain and simple, we got to be better. We got to execute better. There's a lot of good we can learn from.
We left a lot of plays out there, things we got to clean up and be better.
Too many turnovers. I got to be better. You know, that stuff I can keep cleaning up.
Oh, I'm having flashbacks here. That was rough, but there's a reason we played it. Welcome back, Midday Joe. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giuli, the unmistakable voice and excuses of Carson Wentz over the years. Great job by Kyle to put that together. I'm sure there was 1,000 of those in the system.
Comb through, man.
Well, that's part of the problem and why it didn't work out here. But the reason we bring up Carson's name, Hugh, for the first time in a while, we saw this story, and we couldn't not, you know, share this with the audience. So Blogging the Boys, it is it's a Cowboys site. They write about the Cowboys. It's kind of like their version of Bleeding Green Nation, mm-hmm. Our buddy Brandon
Blogging
Gowden.
The Boys.
Yes, Blogging the Boys.
Terrible
they had
name.
A
well, terrible
yeah.
name.
Well, terrible name, terrible team. But they had up an article yesterday entitled, Three Reasons Why the Cowboys Might Consider Adding Free Agent Quarterback Carson Wentz.
Feed me all that. You're going to inject that right into my arm.
There's
dude.
Nothing I want more than the Cowboys to sign Carson Wentz. This would be incredible. Could you imagine if Dak goes down for a couple games and the Cowboys had to bring Wentz in?
Could you imagine him playing against us? Like, being that guy that's in the game? That would be pretty interesting.
Oh, and the last time we saw him, they sacked him 9 times.
Yeah, they got after it.
So here's how bad it's gotten for Carson Wentz in his career. I'm going to read you guys. Did you guys happen to see the three reasons they cited on why they should sign Carson Wentz? These are pathetic. I mean, this is how sad it is. The number one reason is NFC East familiarity. Because he's playing in the division. I mean, okay, that's one.
That's called grasping for straws.
That's a pleasant way to put it. Like,
number two is talent. Guys, stop.
That's really grasping for straws.
Like this
is
the thing. At one point, he was talented.
Absolutely, he was. But
then all of a sudden, it just.
I think the injuries actually zapped some of the talent, right? The knee, the back, it changed him.
Yeah.
Number three is Mike McCarthy.
What?
Okay, if you're McCarthy, who's is looked at as a clown. Okay, who wants to run the ball more than he wants to pass the ball in the modern NFL. You have NFL, NFC East familiarity, and then we have talent, which has escaped him years ago. I don't want anything more from the football offseason than give me Wentz in a Cowboys uniform.
This is why it's so important. That's why I always say that the quarterback position is the absolute most important position on the field, and when you have one or you think that you have one, you got to put as much talent around him as you possibly can and put him in a position to be successful, man, because – It's hard to find them. Look how many retreads that we've talked about in the last couple of days. No, this morning, as a matter of fact, of quarterbacks that are in the league we're trying to figure out whether or not he can play or he's a stopgap guy.
Mm-hmm.
Baker Mayfield is a stopgap guy.
He is. He was a number one pick, and now he's a stopgap.
Now we're trying to figure out whether or not Desmond Ridder can play. In a 4-game sampling size, we're trying to figure that out. We're talking about Taylor Heineke might be the guy. You know, so it's one of those things, man, where if you got a quarterback, you have to put him in the absolute best possible position to be successful. I think that's why Carson Wentz was as good as he was, because he was in a great situation with Frank Reich and everything. And
Doug?
And after that went away, then you started to see how he became like a round peg in a square hole type situation. Coaches trying to fit quarterbacks into systems that they're not really comfortable with. It's hard.
Yeah.
You can't do that, man. Can't
I mean,
do it.
Honestly, I don't expect Carson Wentz to play in the NFL this coming season. I mean, I, I, I never felt he loved football. He was obviously good at it for a while. He's also made over $100 million. We know he has other interests, right? He does the hunting thing with his brother. He has the Thy Kingdom Come, right? He goes around, and it's a great thing he does. Yeah. Like, I don't, like, if I'm him, why am I going to be a backup somewhere? I'll just go home.
To get that check?
Well, but he could. I don't know how much money matters to him at this point, but I don't know,
if
man.
If he's considering playing, it matters. Because, like quarterback, man, to subject yourself to all that ridicule.
And he got a lot here at the end.
They were on fire killing him. For that to happen, yeah.
Well, it's not a terrible point. I mean, what more can be said about Carson Wentz and his career in the NFL? Like, if he just wants to resign to be a backup, like, no one's going to really talk about him anymore. And, like, the failure of his career in Philly. And, like, he'll just be in the shadow of Dak Prescott collecting
about,
a check,
what,
$2 million
sitting on the
bench.
A year?
Yeah.
I do wish I could go back in time. Imagine sitting here in 2018 when he started to struggle. Imagine if I had like this information in my back pocket. Like, guys, this guy that you're riding for, he's going to be Dak Prescott's backup in a few years.
You know what's funny?
People would have thought I was crazy.
Now, this is what I do wonder. Is a guy like that, because he had, you talk about having the world by the short and curlies. If you don't get hurt, you are the absolute man here in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And there is nothing nobody can say. You can't do any wrong here in the city.
He would have been the first quarterback to win the Super Bowl.
You can run
if they
up.
Won.
Or.
I don't know who is the mayor. You can run up to the mayor's office right now and run in his office and slap him across the lips. And the police would go arrest him for making you mad if you're True. Carson Wentz. Yep. That ain't the case, though.
He was
that
the most popular the player in town by a mile.
No question about it. And for it to be right there in your grasp and then it just go away like that.
It did change. I mean, things changed in an instant. I mean, it is remarkable. And now we're talking about him maybe as a backup with the Cowboys. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones. Then we do have some NFL news we want to get to that just broke. David in Germantown. Hey, David.
David. Oh, my goodness.
How about this?
What is this?
Dave, you sleeping, buddy? Yeah, you are.
You absolutely hate to see that.
Is that a for real call?
Oh, he's sleeping.
No, stop it. Stop it, Kyle.
Dude, I'm not doing anything back here. This is like, you know what? Angelo would keep this dude on for a little while.
Yeah.
You know what?
We'll come back. We'll come
back with him.
Stop it. That's not real. I thought he was playing.
Oh, that's him.
Can we play an alarm sound to wake him up on the phone?
Let's see if I call him.
All right, David, we'll come back and check in. So that used to happen to me often doing overnights. Like when I used to
fall asleep.
I'd fill in for Big Daddy. He'd be like 4 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. Someone would be on hold for, you know, whatever, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. And then you go to them and it's just you're snoring. But you kind of get it, right? At like 3 o'clock in the morning, people are passed out.
How do you snore on the phone, though?
David, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
how does the phone stay up to your ear so you can snore like that, though?
Well, maybe it's speakerphone.
Right, I got something. Let's see if this works for Doug.
All right, let's bring David back up.
David, buddy, you there?
Good morning, everyone in the Philadelphia area. It's time to wake up. I'm talking to you, Dave.
You had that one ready?
You know what's really weird?
Is that AI?
That was literally my voice. Something else I made for Angelo another time.
But
I was not aware that it was to Dave Dombrowski. No, it was to Dave Keller, the guy who fell asleep on the Sixers.
The Toyota guy or whatever he is. Yeah, the guy.
Dave Dodge. Yeah,
Dave Dodge. That was. Yeah.
That is crazy.
He was an incredible meme, that guy, for about 3 days.
I can't believe that just lined up with it being Dave, too.
Well, that's what I thought you had some sort of AI back
no,
there.
Man,
like, you just typed it in.
Yeah, that was something I recorded. I was not expecting to hear my voice and saying something to Dave, but we hope Dave is enjoying his peaceful nap.
A little cat nap. We'll come back to David. Let's talk to Paul, who's up next. What's up, Paul?
Oh. I'm here. We're good.
You're awake, Paul. That's half the battle.
Yeah,
what's up, buddy?
I'm here. Listen. All right. I'm getting some work done.
Okay.
All right. Listen. What's up, Hugh?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, man. I'm good, man. Hey, Joe. Listen to me. All right. Listen. I think Trent is good. Hopefully, he's going to turn the corner. Right?
He better.
Hey, he has to. He got to. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I say that to say this. Listen, I'm not worried about the Phillies. I'm more worried about the Sixers, to be honest with you. And listen, I just had to talk to my uncle. We said talking. I said, I want John Morant. So get rid of get rid of.
I can hear Unc back there talking. Now you know Ja ain't about. They ain't about to get rid of Ja.
You want to trade Embiid for Ja? I'm in, Paul.
No. I want Maxey, Tobias, and Harden.
Yeah, they're not taking that deal.
Man, they're not taking. Man, come on.
Why not?
But for Ja?
I mean, Tobias is. I mean, you might as well just give them nothing. I mean, no one wants Tobias Harris.
Might as well give them nothing.
Well, I'm saying that's all we got. The trade. We ain't got no money.
It's like you're digging in the back of the fridge, like you're hungry. Here, take this. No one wants that stuff. Throw it away.
We ain't got no money.
That's what
I'm saying.
So what can we do?
Well, if you give them Embiid, they might give you Ja.
No,
are you serious?
Not going nowhere.
Y'all just throwing. Y'all see, it's Friday. It's about to be the weekend. We ain't got that much time.
Right,
y'all just throwing stuff out there. Now.
Well, listen. If you could bring me Ja Morant, I mean, I'm in.
I'm fishing right now.
Hey, everybody fishing. I got to get that license right. First before we start fishing, though.
Yeah.
We don't want to get in no
catch
trouble.
And release. Yeah. Catch and release.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul, I like where your head's at. Let's get Ja Morant here. We got to keep his head on straight, though.
Yeah, exactly. But, hey, look, he just lost $100 million.
You talking about his endorsement deal?
Yeah.
I don't
that's
know.
That's crazy.
Man, that,
dummy.
Yeah,
but I think if he's here, we could – probably try to get the culture right to get it back together. So, I mean, we're not lost. The Sixers are not lost right now.
Well, they're not fully lost, but they're in the woods here. We're searching. We got to get home.
We're looking around. Yeah.
Paul,
yeah,
give us a guess here for Hughes Clues. Who are we talking about? Former media colleague. He switched positions, played for the Eagles, then the Falcons. Who is this?
It has to be Michael Vick.
Michael, who?
Oh. Paul, it's a decent guess, and we appreciate it because it did fit the criteria. We played for both franchises.
Well, we did find out that he was technically a media colleague because he once did a show with Tom Kelly and quit immediately after.
Yes.
So he was very briefly a media colleague of Hughes.
There's one element, though, that I think you got to listen very closely, right? The order of operations for one of the clues.
Yes.
So, yeah, Michael Vick did certainly play for both franchises.
Yeah,
but
when he said, I was like, Michael, who? I was like, no, not Michael.
It's not Mike Vick.
Kind of went in the wrong order.
That's exactly right. 215-592-9494. All right, quickly, before we get to this breaking NFL news, David of Germantown.
Great point.
You know what? You're spot on, David.
I agree. I totally agree.
This guy's going to wake up in an hour and be like, I've been on the phone with WIP for 4 hours.
We're breaking rules here, putting David on multiple times.
That's okay. He's not really conscious. All right. Breaking NFL news, Kyle. What's going on back there?
Yeah, so according to Adam Schefter and Rappaport, all the heavy hitters, the Cardinals have officially released wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins.
So... I don't think he was happy there anyway.
No, he was not.
Definitely. And so... here's why this is really interesting. A couple days ago, what was he on the I Am Athlete podcast?
Yes.
That where he was?
Yep.
Here's what he said when asked about quarterbacks he'd want to play for. This certainly piqued my interest when I heard it.
If you had a list, you say, these are some dope quarterbacks that I would love to throw me the ball.
One of my favorite quarterbacks that I've been watching since he came in the league, Josh Allen. Josh Allen reminds me of an old school or of a new school Andrew Luck. Jalen Hurts, man, he's Houston kid, your dog Jalen. Patrick Mahomes, obviously.
Ooh,
number four. I'm gonna have to go with Lamar Jackson, obviously. And number five,
Dak Prescott.
I like Dak Prescott.
Dak is ass.
I'm gonna have to go with my dude in San Diego. Well, the Chargers.
Herbert.
So he gives his list there. He just completely ignores the idea of Dak Prescott.
Was that young lady's voice for real, or did you put that in there?
No, she was in there. I threw the Dak his ass in there. I threw LeSean McCoy in there. He was not on the I Am Athlete pod that day.
So he named Hurts you. I mean, I didn't think the Eagles were going to trade for DeAndre Hopkins because he cost a lot of money, right? If he didn't get released, I think he was making like $15 million this year. There's no way the Eagles were going to pay that for a third wide receiver. But, Hugh, he's a free agent now. If DeAndre Hopkins wants to come to the Eagles, I am open to the idea. I mean, I upgrade over Quez Watkins as the third wide receiver.
Is he going to be the third wide receiver?
He'd have to be
you're right. You have to.
He's definitely
That's
not.
A weapon. That is definitely a weapon. No question about that.
Talk about the hands on that dude.
Yeah. But it kind of makes you wonder. He got cut, though. I mean, he's going to get
he's disgruntled with Marion, Arizona.
And I think no one would give them anything in a trade because of his contract.
Yes, and who knows how he felt about the new coach.
What's up, Bird Gang?
I mean, He could just probably want to play with Jalen Hurts more than he wants to play with Kyler Murray. Now, DeAndre Hopkins, he catches that ball in the Super Bowl that Quez dropped.
Yes. Definitely. I mean, there's just no question.
Definitely.
Zero question. That's all what I'm measuring these guys up against, Quez Watkins, or can they be my third wide receiver? Does he catch that in the Super Bowl?
So last year he got suspended, right? He only played 10 games last year, 9 games. Remember, he missed the beginning, I think it was...
Yeah, he missed the first 8 or 10.
Because he was suspended for...
PEDs, right?
Yeah.
So, guys, he came back, and in 9 games last year, he had 64 receptions. DeAndre Hopkins could still play. I mean, there's still a player.
Oh, yeah, he can.
Yeah, but how much are you paying him? That's the question.
Well, and you might have to outbid, right, another team. Like
Howie will find a way.
I'm in.
I mean, but see, in this situation, if I'm not mistaken, he has, what, 24 hours before a team? Because a team, when he gets cut, I think you can get claimed, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm not sure how it works.
I'm not sure if that's...
That's not the case anymore. You got to understand, free agents, that was like, what, 20-something years ago.
He's a free agent. He could sign wherever he wants.
Oh, he is.
So he's just open.
Okay.
Well, okay. I would look to the teams first that he talked about, right? If he could pick where he wants to go, he picked those 5 quarterbacks. I would think Buffalo makes a lot of sense. It feels like they are one weapon short next to Stephon Diggs. I think that could be where he lands.
Yeah, but, I mean, Kansas City, too. Right?
Sure. I guess you pick Mahomes. Yeah.
Right. Mahomes, Josh Allen.
Yeah, and they're pretty raw and young at wide receiver.
And you know what? Maybe now Baltimore's finally like, all right, like let's really like dig in and surround Lamar with
weapons. They did sign Odell.
But you know, and that's...
Yeah, they could get another one.
Yeah, I'd probably need some insurance on Odell if I were them.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. Hewitt, if the Eagles have the cap room to make it work, I think it's a really interesting
move.
I
wouldn't have a problem with him being here. I think he'd be a good fit here.
I mean, definitely. Could you imagine a wide receiving core with A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and DeAndre Hopkins?
Who are you blocking? I mean, who are you covering?
You're not.
You can't.
Yeah.
And then you have Dallas Goedert. I mean, you could line up Goddard, obviously, as the fourth option.
Well, I always felt like Goddard was going to be the catalyst for this team this year because of the position that he plays.
Goddard's still going to be the third option. I think the idea of DeAndre Hopkins as a fourth option is what's most appealing to me here.
Well, it's one of the great fourth options in the NFL history.
Absolutely.
I mean, I can't imagine teams would have better fourth options ever. I mean, this guy has 853 receptions. He has 71 touchdowns in his career. We'll keep an eye on this one because that is a big deal that he was just released by the Arizona Cardinals. Let's talk to Mike, who's up next. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good, Mike.
Happy Memorial Day weekend.
You
happy
too.
First of all, I would go with Aaron Nola. I got to be honest, I did not want Harding from the beginning. I think he's seen his better days, and I just, you know, like you said, you guys both said, he gave up. He quit. That last game, he did not show up.
And you know what it is, Mike? Once you see that, you can't get past it. Yeah, I just can't.
You know, I know Aaron's struggling right now, but I don't see any quit in him. So I think I would prefer to give him the money.
Well, and there's a track record where he's been pretty durable for a long time, and that probably continues there. Mike, we agree with you. It's Nola. I don't feel great about paying either of these guys a lot of money, but it's Nola. Mike,
you're right.
Give us first, before you give us your guess, do you expect the Phillies to make the playoffs?
I really do. You know, if we look back last year, at this point, nobody thought they would make the playoffs. At least I didn't.
Yeah,
I got to be honest.
I agree with you, Mike. We didn't. It was trending in a terrible direction. But then the switch flipped fast, right? They fired Girardi, and then within a week, it became like, you know what? They might be all right. They might have a chance to make the playoffs. I'm still waiting for that turn here. Mike, give us a guess for Hughes Clues. Who are we talking about?
How about give me some Mike juice?
You got some Mike juice.
Dang.
And you got the ticket. Mike, you got it. I can't believe it took people that long. You got it. Yes. Pair of tickets. See Kevin James, the Irregardless Tour, Friday, June 16th, the Academy of Music on the Kimmel Culture Campus in Philadelphia. Yes, Ike is the answer.
Yeah. I mean, I think that was, you know, that to me was pretty cut and dry with the Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm glad we didn't have to give out the Michigan State clue because that would have felt like, man, like how did no one get the Eagle Falcon?
So the first clue, Hugh, you brought it to our attention earlier. It was a really good clue because I doubt many people realized that Ike didn't play linebacker exclusively at Michigan State.
No, he played in the 3-4, but he was a defensive end. He was a pass rusher. And that was I knew about Ike before I actually met Ike because I forgot where I was at, but I was watching the game. was watching Michigan State play, and I remember seeing Ike as a freshman because Ike played his freshman year. And he was this little skinny cat that was running around. And he was getting after the quarterback, and they were talking about him on TV and everything. And I was like, wow, he really getting after it. And then he became a teammate, and I was like, oh, that's the cat that played – that I saw playing at Michigan State. So the year I got here was the year I got drafted in 98. So I get hurt. So they put Ike at defensive end. Boy, I let Ike tell the story. Somebody needs – whatever you do, when you call the afternoon show, Marks and Reese, ask Ike, how was it when he took over for me when I got hurt playing defensive end? Boy, he was mad. He was like, man, when you coming back? He was like, when are you coming
back? So he was in the struggle bus?
He was on the struggle bus. Because it was a lot different. Because, you know, Ike probably weighed 10 more pounds than he did when he played. Like, Ike was a small cat to be out there playing defensive end, man. And, boy, they were putting hands on Ike. And Ike was not too – he was not too happy about that.
He was born in the wrong decade. He's in the wrong era. He's built like the pass rusher
like
today.
He's built like a pass rusher now. But, yeah, he was born in the wrong era, man. But that was funny.
Yeah, this was a fun one today. Yes, Ike – it's funny – how many times have people guessed Ike on Hughes Clues in the past?
And
today,
never guessed it. And I served up one on the platform.
You did. You gave it away, and we did get there. 215-592-9494 to say how bored. Let's see what David in Germantown's up to. David?
David sleeps.
You absolutely hate to see that.
You know what that is?
What's
like
that?
David was up all last night preparing meals. He was preparing the meat for the grill.
He was preparing what he was going to say on our show.
He was preparing the meat, you know, because you got to let that meat marinate for a couple of days.
How did he sound on the phone when he called in? Did he sound chipper or did he sound a little tired?
He was actually, like, very energetic. Usually, this is actually kind of weird now that I'm thinking about it, because David usually, when he calls, his thing is always, like, good morning or good, like, he just woke up when he calls me, whether that be 1 p.m., 1 in the afternoon, or whether it's, you know, 10:30 in the morning. So, I don't know, maybe he just ran out of steam pretty quickly in his day. David's not an early riser. So
you think David's a second shift worker?
You know what, he might be. It's possible. I mean, like, so I don't blame, obviously, I used to sleep at really weird hours when I worked the morning show and worked with Angela. So, I'm not calling Dave out or for being a weirdo here. I'm just saying it's a little strange that maybe the awake hours were a little accelerated.
Yeah, I've been there. I mean, I've worked overnights. I know what that's like to just, like, pass out at, like, 11 a.m. Like, I get it, but...
Are you a snorer like that, though? I mean, that's a pretty epic snore by David.
I don't think I snore. Do you snore, Hugh?
Do I snore? Yeah. I've been told I do.
You snore like this?
No, I heard I sound like a chainsaw.
Yeah.
A little bit of a
chainsaw. You ever call a radio show and snore in the air?
No, I've never done that before. I did fall asleep on the air one time.
No way.
Like during your show?
Yeah.
Like Eric Snow?
I was working with Angelo. Yeah, I remember that when he fell asleep on the air doing a – oh, my gosh, that was great. No, I was working with Angelo one time, and we were at the Borgata.
Oh, man, how'd that go?
And I was – oh, man, I'm telling you, waking up at that time of morning, it was brutal.
Angelo yell at you?
No, he was laughing because I sat there and I fell asleep and my head hit the mic. How that boop
did it wake
sound?
You up?
Oh. Yes, and he wasn't happy, but he just couldn't do nothing but laugh.
Yeah, what's he gonna do? Kick your ass? I mean, Angelo. I don't know how that would go.
I've been cussed out by Angelo a few times. It's not about that. It's just, you know,
you're preaching to the choir, here, buddy.
Like, you know, it's getting cussed out by Angelo. It's not. It's like getting beat up
mentally, emotion. It's an emotional beatdown.
Yes. It is.
Yeah, it's not great. All right, 215-592-9494. It gets you aboard. We got a segment to go here on our Friday. Then it's Memorial Day weekend, and we'll take you right up to Mark Cerise. They're broadcasting live from the Frank S. Farley Service Plaza today, as they do every year at this time. And we have to mention something going on in the NFL, and I don't like it. I'm not the only one, but I don't like what's going on with one of many changes coming to the NFL.
Game back, right?
Yeah, I want this game back. 215-592-9494. It's how you hop over all your Phillies calls. And Nola Harden, if you had to give $200 million to one of them, who do you choose? 215-592-9494. Get your board. Sports Radio 94 WIP. It's time for the NBA playoffs, and you can get in on the action right now for First Sip with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Right now, all customers get a no-sweat same-game parlay every weekend when you bet the NBA playoffs. That's right. Just place a 3-plus leg same-game parlay or same-game parlay plus on any NBA playoff game, and you'll get bonus bets back if you don't win. Look, they're plus money to win the series right now. I think they're going to do it. I'll take the Celtics to come back and win the NBA Eastern Conference Final. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. I really like the FanDuel app. There's no better place to bet all the playoff action than America's number one sportsbook. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Get a no-sweat same-game parlay every weekend of the NBA playoffs. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I don't know. We'll have to go through all that. My thing is, where does it stop, right? So you start taking pieces. And, you know, we'll see how this goes. But you don't want to take too many pieces away or you'll be playing flag football.
Well, you know that voice. It's Andy Reid. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. So, Hugh, he's speaking there about the NFL rule change they just approved. And this one, it just is so stupid. So now the new rule, under the new regulations, kick returners could signal for a fair catch anywhere inside their own 25, and the ball goes to the 25. So what I mean by that is, like, obviously if it's in the end zone, fair catch, you know, you take a knee, whatever, 25-yard line. But, Hugh, if you catch the ball at the 4, you just call for a fair catch, you get it at the 25.
Yeah, I mean, they're trying to make the game safer. This is the funny thing about it, because they've been talking about making the game safer and trying to keep people from getting concussions and things of that nature. But you're flexing Thursday night games. to make more money.
Extra Thursdays.
And you've added another game to the schedule, the already, you know, schedule. So it's one of those things where it's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Pretty soon they're going to try to take kickoffs out altogether.
Well, I'm at the point now where they might as well just do that. Like, how many times per season with this new rule are you ever going to get the ball not at the 25? Like, it that every kickoff just goes to the 25.
Well, they're trying, and they're also, you know, it's an offensive game. We've known that forever.
Yeah.
You know, with the rules and everything, trying to keep everybody safe. It's been an offensive game. They're just trying to get more offense out of it because people love that. You know, like in baseball, they say chicks dig the long ball. They love touchdowns. And think about it like this. The one thing that we, a few years ago, that we used to always revel in love was the fact that Aaron Rodgers would scramble around and throw a deep touchdown to somebody, and they would catch it.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to bring that back to the game. So, yeah, I can see that.
I just, like, why would you ever return a kick now? Like, in the past, if the ball goes in the end zone, right, you normally take the knee. Unless you're, like, Devin Hester, right? Unless you're an all-time great returner, if the ball's in the end zone, you take the knee, whatever, touchback, and you get the ball to 25. But if the ball was on the 1 or the 2, you have no choice. You had to return the kick. You couldn't just, like, let it fall on the ground. Like, you had... But now you
run the risk of putting your team in a bad spot.
Well, could you imagine if you catch it on the 5 and you don't make it to the 25, your special team coach looking like you just cost us yards.
Yeah, but now you just say, hey, oh, I'm not going to make it. Just we'll get on 25.
I mean, the kickoff just basically doesn't exist anymore.
Well, no. Do you think you start to see more squibs now? Or, like, ways for teams to sort of, like, put the ball on the ground, force you to have to return.
Where you can't fair catch it.
Right.
That's interesting.
Why would you take a chance on this? Not saying that you're wrong, but why would you take a chance on a squib knowing that well, I guess it doesn't matter because they're going to get the ball at 25 anyway.
Right. I guess the only
thing. I was about to say, yeah.
The squib could go out of bounds, then you lose yards that way.
Then you're in trouble.
You almost have to, like, what are they called? Like the pooch punt. Like, you want to try to, like, entice them to return it and not do
that's
the fair
I mean.
Catch. Yeah.
Entice them to turn it or maybe turn it over.
Well, yeah, if they're unsure what to do.
Turn it over, yeah. Try to put it in the hands of somebody who's not competent. But this is
Jalen Reagor.
But this is the thing. Most guys that are out there are like their hands team players. They're guys that can catch.
Yeah. I mean, you guys feel all this is just they're trying to take Ike Reese out of the game?
Yeah, man. They're
like the current Ike Reese's.
Ooh.
Like that player, like a guy like Ike who came in the league and made his career to start on special teams. I mean, he did that. He did it well. Like, what's the point of having that player anymore?
Want our game back, right?
Yeah. I mean, but you're gonna have to have special teams players. I mean,
I know.
I'm just saying, but it, like, the criteria to be one would not be that high.
I mean, really, if you're the current day Ike Reese, how many tackles will you make on kickoffs during the entire season?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then when you talk about incentive-laden contracts and stuff like that, right. That matters there, but it's definitely going to hurt
just
you.
Just rip the Band-Aid off. Just get rid of kickoffs and put the ball in the 25.
Do we really want to watch that, though?
No.
Well, but they're doing it without doing it. That's what annoys me.
Do you think Michael Clay's back there like, yes.
One less thing I could screw up.
Less work.
Yes. All right. Speaking of the NFL, just doing things wrong and bothering people. So, Hugh, you mentioned the change they made that they could flex these Thursday games. Chris Mad Dog Russo never needed to get fired up at anything. He lost his mind over this. Here was a couple days ago.
Here we go. Number one. Whatever happened to Sunday at 1 in the NFL? I love Hershey too. Michaels is going to Hall of Fame. But now we got to flex the Amazon. On Thursday Night Football, we gave them Friday, Rod, with the Black Friday, with the Jets. Who they playing? Miami?
Miami.
We gave them that. You took $150 million and more money. Now we got to throw Amazon a bone and flex that Thursday night schedule between weeks 13 and 17 while the poor fan who plans his vacation on Sunday at 1 o'clock and he finds out 4 days beforehand, sorry, the Giants have moved to Thursday. I mean, this is ridiculous. Enough with the flex schedule. Sunday, 1 o'clock. Play normal football. These games are all over the place.
Well, I think a lot of people listening probably feel similarly. The Eagles only have, what, 3 Sunday 1 o'clock games all year?
I think he likes that. I think he likes the Thursday night flexing.
Yeah.
That's what I gathered.
It sounds like it. Like he's going to lose his mind. It is amazing that they've done this, Hugh. To flex Thursday night games, it's a slap in the fans to slap in the face to fans that go to games.
Yeah, and if you it's going to make it harder for you to start to book your trips and everything. Because, like I said, I have some friends that have already booked their trips to the games and everything. And if they flex, which I just found out they're not going to flex it because of the timing of the games. But still, other people that have booked their games or booked their flights and everything, that's going to put them in a little bit of a tough spot. A tough spot.
Well, you just can't do it. I mean, you can't book a trip for late in the season for a game your team might play on a Sunday because that game could become Thursday. Like, what are you going to do? Or you book it for Thursday, it becomes Sunday. Like, it's ridiculous. I understand, Hugh, the idea they want to give Amazon a little bit of boost because last year's games were terrible.
Garbage.
But there's a difference between giving a network a boost with better games and then just moving games. I'm okay with the time. Like, if you have a Sunday game and they move it to Sunday Night Football, it's the same day. Like, it might be convenient, but all right. A different, like, 3 days different.
But to play on, like, say, this is how I look at it. To play on Sunday, say if you play the late game, the 4 o'clock game.
Mm-hmm.
You play on Sunday at 4 o'clock. Then you get a call and say, hey, you guys got to get ready to play Thursday night. I mean, I'm like, damn, like mentally, because I remember like during the, when you had the schedule and you knew you were going to play, you mentally got prepared for that. Even though you were playing a game, you knew that was coming and you prepared for that and the coach prepared for that. But that's a different preparation when you have to do it in such short notice.
When did Thursday Night Football start? Did you ever play one?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. When we, the whole thing that we did was different. Like, the schedule was different. If I'm not mistaken, when we came back, because you don't really have – you don't have the luxury of having that day off. Like, because Mondays – like, usually you had a Monday – was it Tuesdays off? You have Tuesdays off. You might come in on a Monday, watch film or whatever. But now since you're playing Thursday, you got to come into work. You're coming into work. And it's a light work day, but you have to come in because you got to install the game plans and everything. Think about it like this. The teams that – and I know that they're going to give them more time than that the day actually of the game. But you have your scouting department. They have to get ready. Like, it moves everything up for them.
Of course it does.
It moves everything up. That's the point that I'm trying to make. It just moves everything up. And that's going to be tough. That's going to be tough on everybody.
So, typical Sunday game, what day during the week did your body go back to normal?
Man, we would probably, the way that Andy would practice, he would try to keep us as healthy as possible. You would start to feel about right on a Wednesday.
And you got
to
play the next day.
Yeah. I mean, you ain't got no choice.
Right.
I mean, it was one of the things I remember vividly thinking, like, damn, how am I going to prepare for this game? Because your body be hurting. And come Wednesday, that adrenaline started kicking and you feel great. Because he did, Big Red did a great job of keeping us fresh.
Yeah, I mean, the other side is you do get that time off on the back end after the Thursday. Like the Eagles this year.
Yeah, but you got to get through that.
Right. The Eagles this year will play the Thursday week two against the Vikings. Then they'll have 11 days, I think, until the Monday night against Tampa. So that's nice, but it's getting through it and getting through. I mean, the players have agreed to this, right? They share the salary cap money. They all make the money. It's the fans in this one that lose. I mean, that's really, the fans have lost
it. Well, it makes me wonder sort of how they arrived at this, because this seems like a middle ground between what players want and what owners want. Yeah, because I feel like Travis Kelce, you hear like coaches, old school players that are guys that used to be players, they hate this. It sounds like players are like, no, we want to keep the kickoffs, or owners are like, we want to get rid of it, and this is like a meet in the middle type thing.
Yeah, because I think part of it is because of the whole concussion lawsuit thing. I think it has a lot to do with that, and they're trying to make it look like, you know, trying to player safety. Mm-hmm. I think it has a little bit to do with that.
Well, then speaking of that, how can they turn around and say, yeah, we're going to push your games up for like 3-4 days ahead when you got guys like Tua?
I get it. And that's the how come.
Yeah, it's a two-sided
If you're doing this, how come we're doing this now? Yeah, that's basically what it is.
It's almost like they're saying, we're going to take the plays out that lead to more concussions, but you're going to play an extra game.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, we're taking the concussion plays, like the kickoffs probably, I'm sure they have the data that's where a lot of concussions happen, on those wedge plays.
True.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's just, they just run into each other. So,
how do you think a guy like James Harden would handle, like, flex scheduling? They were doing that.
Well, he's got those trips planned out.
Right. I mean he's
not well.
Yeah. I mean, he's gotta go do things he's gotta do in Houston and Vegas and all that nonsense. 215-592-9494. PJ in the Poconos wants to talk Aaron Nola. Hey PJ.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, man. What's you thinking?
I would give the money to Nola. I mean, that all $200 million. Harden doesn't deserve any of it. At least with Nola, when we get to the playoffs, I may question his head sometimes, but I never question his heart.
Well, I agree. I agree with that. And with Harden, it's the opposite.
Oh, absolutely. Name one time that you've ever heard of Aaron Nola in all the years he's been here going out at night before a game, or, you know, going to Vegas or any of that. He doesn't. I mean, we fell in love with Nola at, you know, around a 3 ERA, 3.5. I mean, he's only had 1 year under 3. What, 2018, it was, 2.5?
Yeah, he's been more of a good pitcher than a great one, but he's been a good one for, you know, probably 8 years for the Phillies.
Oh, right.
He's
an above-average pitcher. I mean, and Harden, the only thing Harden did was him and Joel cemented their legacy in the Philly John vocabulary. I use the word, I don't want to be embeated by the Phillies this year, which is to be let down after having great hope.
You know what? Before you go on, PJ, that might show how disappointed people are in Joel. That he is now.
I don't want to be embeated.
You don't want to be embeated
up here.
Yeah,
we use that word everything. I'm embeated by a lot of things up here.
I might steal that one, PJ. It's a great one. I'll give you credit for it.
That's fine. I wouldn't give anything to Harden except a $17 grilled cheese sandwich. That's about it.
See, there you go with the grilled cheese. Now you're getting me triggered.
I knew you'd like that, Hugh. Yeah. But I want to thank you guys. You know, give me something to listen to while I'm cleaning restrooms on the Pike. And you're much better than me. I'm glad he's retired.
Well, we miss Angelo and we love him, but we appreciate.
I get it, but I'd much rather listen to you guys.
Well, we appreciate you listening, PJ. Appreciate us keeping you company there. You don't want to be embeated. I mean, that is now a thing.
Yeah, I definitely don't want to be embeated.
That one's going to sit with me the whole weekend.
It's been a, being Embiid. You don't want to be Embiid, dog. Don't be Embiid.
It's been a fall for Joel in this town. Man, he's now people are talking about being Embiid. I mean, you do not want that. And I love how every time we've brought up Harden today and this, I mean, really just like pretzel-twisting question Kyle threw at us last night, no one wants to give Harden a dime. Like, I wonder if we put up a poll, would you want James Harden back on the Sixers if he played for free? How many people would vote no?
I don't know that for free.
For free.
Yeah. But then again, the last couple games he played and he was playing like he was playing for free.
Yeah, he didn't earn a dime.
I mean, to be honest. So I mean, I don't think it would be that different.
That's when you move towards just addition by subtraction territory, yeah. Which is how I think a lot of people view James Harden right now.
There's nothing stronger about a player than when you say I wouldn't take him for free. Mad Mike, I don't think he'd take Harden for free. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you guys doing? No, I don't want Harden for free, but I'll say this. I feel like Harden did better in the playoffs than Joel, big loser, Embiid. Like, I don't know. It's like, it's hard. We're giving him such a hard time, but Embiid's like, he's a loser. Like, he didn't do anything. And like, he's supposed to be the MVP. Well, he didn't play like one. So I don't know. I feel like conflicted. I want them both off the team.
Well, I mean, I do too. I'd blow the whole thing up. You're right, though. I mean, man, Mike, like Harden had more good moments than Embiid. Yeah. I mean, he did.
Two games, yeah. At least. But I'll say this because I want to rant for a second. The NFL was a perfect game. And then because they want to make so much money, they're screwing up all of it just because they want to make, oh, we got to change the rules so we can be safe. But let's add an extra game in. Like, it was perfect. It was 16 games. It was perfect. And now, just because they want Amazon to have money, they're messing with it just for money. And everything else is a lie. They don't care about player safety. They don't care about concussions. They will let everybody just be drooling idiots after their career if they can make as much money as possible.
You're right. They are. And you know what the worst part is? They know that nothing they do is going to change it. Like, we're going to watch.
People are going to watch. Yeah.
They know it.
Like, it's gotten progressively unwatchable. Like a third of your games are unwatchable now. When you put them on Thursday night, they're unwatchable. It's garbage football. And you're only doing it for money. And you're actually causing more of a risk to, like, hurt people because you want them on 3 days rest. It's stupid. Honestly, it makes me not want to watch the NFL.
Well, I think you in that one, Mike, and we appreciate you have a good Memorial Day weekend. In that one, I think Mike's the minority. Hugh, they've realized, the NFL has realized, no matter what they do,
You're going to watch.
I mean, you ever see those lists that come out at the end of every year, like the 100 most watched television shows?
And the NFL is always at the top.
It's like 95 of them are NFL games. Yeah, it's insane.
And this is the thing, man. It's unfortunate, but it's the truth. You know, for all that posturing, remember when the whole Colin Kaepernick thing came out and everybody talked about that I'm not going to watch because of da-da-da-da.
Boycott the NFL.
Yeah. And guess what? NFL made more money last year than any other professional sports, and they still will. So I just laugh when people got all up in their feelings about all of that and said that what they weren't going to do, and they still watch, buying jerseys, still doing everything that they once said that they would never do again.
You know what else has helped them? The legalization of gambling. Because,
oh, yeah, that right there.
Well, like Mike just brought up, like the Thursday games are brutal. Like you put two bad teams on in a short week, it's bad product. But guess what? You're going to bet on it. Like you're going to have a same game parlay on some bad Bears-Panthers game, and you're going to watch.
Can I tell you, when betting became big, because it took a while to get to Georgia, they're still working on getting casinos and stuff there. So I come up to the stadium. I come up to Philly. And it was the year that Trey went into the Hall of Fame, and they were playing. I think it was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So I'm walking through the stadium, right, and I just see bet. I see it in black. It was in black and gold letters. It said bet. You know, I'm like, wait a minute. When did BET buy a stake in the stadium?
Well, I thought this game was on Fox. It's on BET.
What is BET doing here? And I'm looking, right, and I'm trying to figure it out. And they were like, no, that's where you could place a bet. And I was like, oh, I didn't know. That's when you knew it was becoming big. You knew it was coming big.
And it's gigantic now.
Yes,
I mean, I guess it's been, in Pennsylvania, four or five years?
Yeah.
I think it's about that.
Been that long already?
2018 or 19?
Yeah, they're still trying to figure out if they want to bring gambling to Atlanta, like what? To Georgia. Yeah, they have it like on the outskirts. But they're talking about like bringing it into the city.
I think 34, 35 states have legalized mobile gambling.
Yeah, I got some advice for all the ones that don't. I mean, it's about time.
Get on board.
Yeah, come on.
It's a game changer.
Yeah,
and it's almost like I can't even imagine like not having it at this point.
Well, the crazy part is it's become this big, and yet still California and Texas are not on board, right? Like two of the biggest states population-wise, they don't have it yet.
Not for long.
No, eventually it'll change. Like New York got it last. Like they always show those lists, like the top 10 states by gambling each month. Pennsylvania is usually pretty high, top five.
Well, we get down over here, man.
Well, we're losing a lot of money on parlays, but we're doing them anyway. That's what we do. All right, Robert in Germantown. What's up, Robert?
Hey, guys.
Hey, well, Robert.
I'm the Germantowner who's awake today.
Well, I knew someone had to be awake in that town.
Yeah, we can't tell you. Sleepy place. Three football stories you guys didn't comment on that I picked on that was kind of neat. First off, a wonderful call out to our left tackle, Malata. Apparently he's going to be the best man for Dickerson's wedding. Did you guys catch that?
The Dickerson-Malata thing.
Yeah,
yes.
He's going to be the best man if the guy's winning.
I did.
That's wonderful.
I missed that.
To see friendships like that on our football team.
Well, I have a take on that, actually.
Okay, let's hear it, Kyle.
All right, well, look, so a lot of people are talking about how like this reflects great on Jordan Mailata. What a great guy Jordan Mailata must be to just shoot up the best friend rankings, like meteoric rise by him. But I'm thinking, what does that say about Landon Dickerson about in his friend circle where this guy that just came over from Australia 2 years ago
became
best man already, man. That's a lot, dude.
Yeah, so
what you're saying, he has no real friends?
That's what he's saying.
Boys, man.
Yeah. No, they say Christmas carols together. It's all great. The second story, let's get your opinion. There was a commentary earlier that we should go get Buda Baker. What do you guys think?
Yeah, go get him. I mean, I still think the Eagles are thin at safety, Robert. Now, the kid they drafted, Sidney Brown, maybe he's able to play, ready to play, but I think it's a thin position. You have Blankenship, you have Terrell Edmonds, and you have Sidney Brown. And Robert, we appreciate it, and have a great Memorial Day weekend. That's pretty thin at safety. They're not strong there.
Do you know what's funny? I've been watching a lot of videos because I guess they're doing I guess it is the OTAs, organized team activities. Yeah, they're doing that, and they have a training camp next week. Can't wait to see what that looks like. Yeah, that's going to – like football season.
We're not far.
Not at all.
We are not
at all.
All right, before we hand it over to Mark Cerise, coming up at 2, we just got to put something out there. I mean, you know, usually you give a baseball team to like Memorial Day to figure it out. I think we need to put it out there that Joe DeCamera has this weekend to figure it out with his fantasy baseball team. He's dragging the league down.
Yeah.
It's a bye for everyone. He doesn't look at his team.
It's ridiculous. He's handing out free wins to everybody that he plays. I think we're at the point in the season where Joe Girardi was removed from being the manager of the Phillies.
So now we're
saying
DeCamera?
Joe must go?
I think Joe must go. It's time to bring this back, man.
Go.
I mean, that's a disgrace.
Go.
And he's playing the number one team in the league right now. And our program director, Rod Lakin, he's just handing him a win, handing him all these categories, man. So we're just going to put it out there that there is now pressure on Joe DeCamera to get his you-know-what together with his fantasy team. Or we're going to push for an interim manager to take over so that we have an active team in the league.
Yeah, we'll find the Rob Thompson to use the Girardi
comparison. What is active participation for him at this point, though, seriously?
Just setting your lineup.
He has a guy, Giancarlo Stanton's been on the injured list for a month,
right,
and he's in his lineup today.
It's like, come on.
I mean,
man,
like, you got to be better
at
than
least
that.
Put a lineup out there. That's all. Like, you don't have to go waiver hunting, you know, and try to, you don't really have to go all in to try and fix the team and prepare yourself for the playoffs, but
I can't say too much about.
No,
well, you have a co-manager.
Yeah, because I mean, if it wasn't for my co-manager, you would be taking my duties as
well.
I
got you, bro.
Yeah,
I got you.
All I know is one more weekend to get it together. Otherwise,
that's it.
Joe must go.
Joe must go.
That is it.
Joe must go.
I think I'm gonna be Switzerland in this situation. I got to go with the. I got to go with the midday show and do what they say, Joe.
Damn,
but I feel bad for you, bro.
No, he signed up for this. He's an adult.
He's a fan of mom porn.
Yeah, all right, let's end on that. Everyone have a great Memorial Day weekend. Marks and Reese next. We'll talk to you guys on Tuesday. Enjoy the weekend. Marks and Reese next on Sports Radio 90.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.